Proliferation, Paul Rucker. On the video monitor directly outside the gallery, there plays an animation called Proliferation by Paul Rucker. Rucker, a composer, musician, and visual artist, created the piece in 2009 during a prison-themed residency at Blue Mountain Center in New York. His research brought him to some GIS maps by Rose Heyer from the Prison Policy Initiative that modeled the growth of the United States prison system. Rucker took these images, strung them together so each new prison, indicated by a colored dot, blinked in one at a time. He then composed an original score to accompany the work, which you can listen to if you take a moment to remove these headphones and put on the pair attached to the television. Green dots correspond to prisons built from 1778 to 1900. Yellow dots indicate the years 1901 to 1940. Orange dots are from 1941 to 1980. And finally, red dots are for the years 1981 to 2005. Although the red dots correspond to the shortest range of time, the final map is sadly and unsurprisingly dominated by the color. In the end, we are shown 232 years of American prison construction in 10 minutes and 45 seconds. And the result of this compression is not pretty, visualizing an unprecedented propagation of prisons in the last 30 years. Brooke, the show's curator, attributes much of this proliferation to the actions of two presidents: Nixon, who introduced the rhetoric of the war on drugs, and Reagan, who realized the rhetoric of federal policy. This resulted in a colossal need for new prison cells as the old began to fill with small-time drug dealers and addicts, overcrowding the system. Brooke says of the piece, quote, "The swath of red that remains at the end is a sharp visual jolt, a forthright reminder that our current reliance on prisons is a historical anomaly," end quote. Since the information and visualization were not produced by Rucker, most of his artistic work comes in the form of his composition. Towards the beginning of the animation, each note from the cello corresponds to a new prison dot. But as the proliferation increases, the rhythm does not perfectly match the visuals, but rather we are left with an inexorable beat, a fateful synchronicity that echoes the inevitability of current prison construction. Combined with the minor tonalities that reveal the serious subject matter, Rucker's audio communicates most of the emotion of the piece. Finally, the duration of the piece, along with the minimal visual change, allows the viewer the time to contemplate and mull over the implications of what he or she sees. After a while, the animation seems like it will never stop, a feeling that is easily transported to the reality of prison construction.